La 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 la
Preparation for the lesson in tens.
מטרם העניקה יש בחינת
Prior to the Nikah, this is text number two from sources of the subject of Ibu, conception. So this is text number two. Excerpt number two. Before the Nikah, there is Ibu, conception, meaning that the upper one corrects him. This can be when a person is like an embryo in its mother's womb, where the embryo annuls before the mother and has no view of its own. But as our sages said, an embryo in its mother's is its mother's thigh. It eats what its mother eats, and it has no authority of its own to ask any questions. Rather, it does not merit a name, and this is called mute, when he has no mouth with which to ask a question. This is so when a person can go with his eyes shut above reason and believe in the sages and go all the way. This is called Ibu, conception, when one has no mouth. Good morning to the friends. We are undergoing a special process, which is entering into Ibu, or subjugation, to clear out room in the heart for the friends to bring in the Creator as the one in charge. That's what we need to do in this lesson today, and in general. So, success.
I think the excerpt says it all. Shut our mouth, open our heart, open the ears a little bit too, and keep pushing this submission on the inside, on above all the thoughts, calculations, distractions, just to keep our head down, hold on to the friends and the lesson.
On one hand, how can I just light you up before the lesson here? We need to have this common prayer together before the lesson. And on the other hand, this is really the time where we take everything that we went through yesterday, we put it all on the table, and together we search through the ten for ways to give contentment to the Creator and to draw the reforming light which will come from the highest places into our world.
This week was like a cone that brought us together to me, the group, and the Creator. And besides this triangle, everything is a result of what happens inside that triangle, me, the Ten, and the Creator. And we now have the lesson, which is the most powerful place for this prayer. towards the Creator through the ten. We also received nice reminders last night so that we start hurrying.
Yes,
I also feel that this week we are entering some kind of conclusion or summary of a very special week, very special time of unceasing work on submission and annulment, entering into Ibu. These are good times for the Jews, as it is said. Also, it's a week before Purim, the holiday, and the common effort of the friends, which was really felt this week, the worldly in its resplendent glory. So let's try to do as much as we can with eyes shut, so to speak, not to introduce any thoughts from the external world into this, but only to adhere to the sages. And we have our sources, our teacher, and we have our common attack, the prayer. Let's do it.
Yeah, this is the best time when this everything can be aside. Everyone's connected. The whole Kli is in full attendance, and this is our time to make a step forward above reason.
Mostly, I remember, I mean from this week, I mostly remember that that call, very valid one for the time, go and gather the Jews. It's mostly what we hear from the Rav. It just shocks you, like at the end of every lesson. And let's help each other see this vividly and to just manage to bring it out as fast as possible with force together.
Before the lesson, I thought how we started the week with a crazy workshop that arose after a lot of time that we didn't have a workshop, and I expected that this weekend will be so as well, and now it begins, and Rav directs us to two places, the ten and dissemination. Let's hold on to both.
Excerpt 3.
Ibur
is the degree of malchut, which is the most restricted katnut, or smallness possible. That is called Ibur. It comes from the words evra, anger, and dinim, judgments. It is written, "And the Lord was impregnated in me for your sake." And we should interpret the meaning of anger and judgments. When a person must go with his eyes shut above reason, the body resists this work. Hence, the fact that a person always has to overcome this is called anger, wrath, and trouble. Since it is hard work to always overcome and annul before the upper one, for the upper one to do with him what the upper one wills. And this is called ibu, conception, which is the most restricted katnut possible.
This whole topic of ibur, conception, for instance, with submission, there was like the end of the rope that you couldn't hold on to. With conception, it's completely detached from our state, but the ten is what's always in front of us, and we can always hold on to the ten. And through that, we can really begin to turn to that conception towards the Creator, which is where that Ibul is.
You want a minute and a half of quiet and prayer, perhaps?
So,
dear World Kli, we're now going into a minute and a half of silence in preparation until the song. Thank you.
להגיד, להגיד בבוקר חסדך. להגיד, להגיד בבוקר חסדך.
להגיד, להגיד בבוקר חסדך.